You thought that was funny. Holmberg's morning sickness. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
I have to tell you guys that yesterday, as I was driving home, I saw something more pathetic on a car and the car itself. And I have to call this person out immediately.
Then I love my wife?
So much worse than I love my wife.
A wing on a
so much
Ford
worse.
Escort?
It's the worst thing you've ever seen. No, that's pretty bad, though. You got one of them spoilers on a Honda Civic. A guy driving a Honda Odyssey, already defeated. It's the little minivan Honda makes. Plain gray Honda Odyssey. He bought the low-end one, so it was like, look, if we're going to do this, I'm not going to even try to make it splashy. It's going to be the gray one. I'm not tinting windows. It's going to be a wide-open fish tank of me and the 11 kids that, unfortunately, I've put inside of this woman. And on the back of it, and the poor bastard has to drive this around, it said in letters that were put on there individually. So it wasn't something this lady found as a sticker.
She had to find all the individual
letters. She took all the individual letters in the same font and mapped it out. And it said, I have to read it exact words because I sat behind him on the freeway entrance and thought, oh, my God. It said exactly, all because two people fell in love. Like, yep, all of this wow. Glorious existence that you've got in your Honda Odyssey because you fell in love. And as a reminder every day to the people behind him, the life that you envy so much is the man driving the Honda Odyssey minivan is simply because he fell in love. Is a warning to young people not in love. Read that and say, because as the guy's driving it, you read it and you're like, that's what happens when you fall in love. Your dick goes in the fridge, you get a Honda Odyssey, and you drive, hopefully, into a wall as soon as possible. A woman reads and goes, oh, my God, so happy, all because they fell in love. It's a warning, kids, a warning. You're asking why this happened? It's all because two people fell in love. That's all. I wouldn't be driving an Odyssey if I wasn't in love. The love is why I drive a Honda Odyssey. A woman, on the other hand, we have such a happy, we have a minivan and a couple of children, and it's all because we fell in love. Awful. So to that poor bastard out there, I tip some vodka and tonic in the shower to you, my friend. All because two people fell in love. If Megan ever put that on my car, you can have it in your house, because that's just between the two of you. Yeah. You know, you can have something like that in your house. Like, that's nice. All because two people fell in love is adorable. For you to share with your wife in the house, that's fine. It is not for the masses on the freeway to know why this man's life is over. It is not for the poor bastard in the car behind him who's engaged. It's not for the Dougs of the world who's going to probably have that on his Challenger soon.
I don't know. I kind of disagree with that. Yeah. I think it's wonderful fodder.
Oh, it's great fodder. It's great for us. I'm thinking.
Go ahead and do it.
The poor bastard in the car. I say go ahead and do it too, because it warns the young kids behind him that are like, "Ooh, that's because it fell in love. I'm not doing that."
It's about as funny as a guy with a pot leaf sticker on
poor
the back
bastard.
Of his car.
It is. Oh, and you just saw him. You know what? He was a slunked over. Is that we were in the double lanes getting on to the 51 off Bethany Home? And he's just slunked over driving the Honda Odyssey. His head was like craned forward, but his shoulders were in a complete C, like his posture had been ruined. Maybe 40, but he looks like his body is just covered in like calcium deficiencies.
How many child seats were in it?
I didn't see any child seats. I looked at him and I just wanted to give him like a thumbs up, like, it's all right if you hit me, because I'll kill you if you want. If you want to hit me and push into the wall, that's fine.
I think he's just a rank and file
poor bastard. He's just a rank and file dead guy. Just a guy who feels like that's the right thing. All because two people fell in love, Kent. Should not, as a man, should not be on your car. If it is, I'm sorry you were defeated so soundly in the battle of marriage. You have clearly lost the battle. You sleep under flowered sheets. There's no doubt about it. Your bed is a flowery nightmare. Your bedroom is a 16-year-old girl's dream house. It's canopy, probably. It's pink. There's flowers everywhere.
Canopy bed.
10,000 pillows. They're all over the bed. There's pillows everywhere. There's a settee. A man would never have a settee, but there's one in your room. It's terrible. And it's all because two people fell in love. Let that be the warning to you guys.
Love is powerful.
Is it? He didn't look empowered,
sure.
Brady.
There's been guys that do plenty of
all right.
Stupid things.
All right. He's lost. He's lost the battle as a human. That's over.
Hey, Brady just admitted it was stupid.
Do you like it? Would you let Ronnie put that on your car?
You know what? I've to say I don't
That's
care. Right.
Yeah, exactly. That's called being defeated, Brady. No, that's exactly what that guy said.
I would not be, you know.
You come out.
John,
to,
it's not my cup of tea.
Brady, you come
like
out. It's not a bumper sticker. Yeah. It's across the back window. All because two people fell in love. An individual letter.
The letters.
And
yeah.
You come home.
God, that's
and
even
Ronnie,
way worse.
I know. It's 10 times worse. Ronnie, and it's all the way across the bottom of the window. And you come home and Ronnie's done that as a gift to you in your car.
Was it the other way, though? All because two people fell in love, I ended up in this Honda Odyssey.
No, that's what I said.
Right.
Could he put that on there? If Ronnie did that, would you come home and go, that's lovely? Would you leave it on?
No.
Then you're not defeated yet. This guy left it on. He's driving that car around. Left it on. Either that
Unless
or she's...
Why do you want me to have this on?
Why are you trying to embarrass me?
Yeah.
If she's pissing on him. She's pissing on his life. She's marked his life with her.
What if he borrowed her car? It was her car.
Doesn't matter.
And he's got to pick up the kids. That's a tough drive.
He's got to drive around in the Honda Odyssey a lot. If it's her car, why isn't she in it? That means he's got his own car.
Her car's in the getting repaired or
no.
they had to switch cars
you
for
get a
day.
Loaner. You get a loaner and you leave her a car. You don't switch into the love mobile. Either that or it's a shot at him. All this. I got all this because I fell in love with this.
Right.
Middle-aged jackass. Can't make a living. Gets me a Honda Odyssey. Yeah, it's defeat. It's defeat. Don't do it. Love messages are not meant to be on the back of your car. That is meant to be in your home between the two of you as a couple.
Or hate.
Or hate. True. I could deal with some hate on the back of someone's car. I think that's pretty solid.
Hating, racist stuff.
Oh, racist. I thought you meant your wife. Yeah, if you said, boy, I hate my wife, and that was in the back of your car.
No, that I
would laugh hysterically.
I hate my child.
Happily divorced.
Happily divorced.
I hate my ex. Yeah.
The best, I'll take that.
Like, I tried to get the thing. I don't know. I had a guy who did those stick figure stickers, and I tried to get one. It was too big with a man and a woman and their two kids. And then over the man was a thought bubble of a stick figure with huge cans. And he's like, it just takes up so much
space. That's just
space.
Trashy.
It's trashy. But there's plenty of people who have Calvin pissing on just about everything. And trashy sells.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put it on my car, but trashy sells. Yeah, stickers that announce your love are just pathetic. So as a man, I'd be out there just scraping off. Look, especially if she's like, you take my car. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm scraping off the message. I don't know why you're doing that. Because we're in love. We're in a Honda Odyssey. Things aren't that great. You know, if we had a Bentley, you wouldn't do that to the Bentley. You disrespect the Odyssey. Don't disrespect my Odyssey. So sad. So very sad. But the guy probably cheated violently in his early 30s. Got caught, fixed it up, bought the minivan, kind of quit being a...
It's part of the repair program.
Yeah, he's being...
He's repairing the relationship.
He's being reprogrammed. And the things that he would have never thought would have been part of his life are now on the back of his car. My neighbor's checkbook had his wife's name on top. I confronted him about it. I would never stand for that. She said, well, it's more my money than it is his. I was insulted for my sackless neighbor. I don't know that I've ever noticed that. Who gets top billing on the checks? It's a good question. And if she's going around saying, well, it's more mine than his, so I've got top billing, then she's going to leave you and take your money. Or her money. Whoever's money. Check top. I like that the new age of checks for relationships are basically separate. Most people do separate accounts and stuff. And you got that one account that maybe you got a couple. I got top billing on my checks, but I didn't even think to ask. It just happened that way. Is that a sign of misogyny by the bank? They didn't even say, who do you want on top?
It's
it was automatically me.
It's alphabetical.
Is it?
Holmberg Waters, right?
No, hers isn't Waters. She's married now. It's Holmberg.
That's true. I forget about it.
Yeah, that was only you.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
They didn't even ask. The bank said,
I did not get top billing.
Whose name would you like on top? They didn't even ask. Man on top. Ladies, you should sue the banks. You'd have to do a special order to get the lady's name on top, I think.
Mine says Brady and his lady Bogan.
Oh, God.
No, it's just one name.
That's right, Ronnie Bogan.
Nope.
Oh, all right. You've cut her out of the checks.
All right.
She doesn't get her own checks?
Nope.
All right, Brady. It's all because two people fell in love. You seem so proud in keeping her off the checks.
No, she has her own checks.
Yeah, but it's your money, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why not just put her on your checks?
Never even thought about it. It doesn't really matter. You get the account.
Same account.
They give you the checks.
Oh, she has her own checks for the same account?
No, she has a different account. She has her.
You
own,
allow
own
her
account.
To have a separate account.
Yes.
And then you fill it. You fill it with whatever money you allow her to have.
Right.
God damn it. That's gold. That is the opposite of what I thought I would hear from you.
Whatever money she makes.
I thought we were setting a trap account. For him, but no, he don't care. He's like, no.
I
have my own check. I take money from it. Sometimes I write her a check and say, fill your checking account. You're allowed to have that.
No. Like, here's a booby trap. Brady's going to fall.
He nailed it. I got to tell you, that's Barry Bonds hitting that home run off that Japanese kid on the trampoline the other day. That was pretty great. It was a good swing, Brady.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to putting a thumb on a woman, I've got my answers.
It's the most concise you've been in 20 years, Brady. That was impressive.
Now, we can have that talk. If she would like to get involved in more in the Bogan estate, we can open the books up.
She's involved in it when she married you, I thought.
No, but if she wants to take some more responsibility and
open
partake in paying some bills and stuff.
With her money or just like
yeah, with,
just
yeah.
the general notion of yeah. writing the check?
So the books are open.
You just went antitrust on her with like a major league baseball team.
That's great stuff, man.
But who wants to do that?
The young chicks listen and hate you.
Oh, man, that's great. Yeah, chicks with their name on top of the checking account. Well, forget about it. So you get her own account like a child. You fill it like a child. And then you tell her if you ever want to be in the big account, you start stepping up a little bit. God damn it, I admire the hell out of you.
You want to start paying for some stuff? Get it all? Books are open.
That's impressive.
Come on in. I'm hiring. Right now?
Are you interviewing or are you hiring? Because he really should be the only one that can apply.
I put someone else on my checks. You're going to be Ronnie, you're going to be shocked, but I put someone else on the checkbook and they're going to be living with us for a little
bit. We have a new CFO.
And she's all right with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's never stepped up and said, put me on the goddamn checks. We're sharing this account.
Yeah,
it's your money
I mean,
anyway.
Like, you've designated Megan as house manager.
Megan's my house manager. Yeah. Yeah,
she takes care of all that stuff. And basically, like, if you want to be a house manager, go ahead.
Yeah, you can hire her as house manager. She doesn't have any interest in that job?
Nope.
No kidding.
Isn't she already the house manager?
By default.
Well, I mean, like Megan, I told her, I'm like, look, you do the bills and you pay this and you take care of all that stuff. And if we need to make an appointment, you make the calls and that kind of thing. And I'll tell her, like, we got this coming and this coming and this coming. And then she kind of organizes that, which is house manager stuff. She's good at it. But she didn't do that before. And I said, you're hired as house manager. She didn't even really apply for the job. I'll be honest with you. I just said, look, you're house
you're
manager.
You're like, done. I don't want to do bills anymore.
This is annoying. I've got papers all over it. Look, you do the mail in the house.
I'll bring home the money.
That's right.
You put it in the right spots.
That's it.
There you
exactly
go.
It.
Establish your roles.
Right.
Meanwhile, her
but I don't give
account
her
in Switzerland is doing really
well. That's fine. Let her have that. I keep an eye on all that stuff.
He
too.
Monitors.
Yeah, I'm not stupid. And I trust her. But, you know, I don't think I could. I don't think I have the. It must be generational because I don't think I could start an account for her and then give her an allowance. I think I'd feel.
Well, she has her own. I don't know. She doesn't.
Killed that nonsense. It was pointless.
So it all goes into. So whatever she makes goes in the same.
I don't know if that. I don't even know if that happens, Brady. Whatever she makes, you can
stuff
her. What's
good is $5.
Yeah, exactly. What the hell is. Yeah. What the hell is. Look.
All right.
Go ahead. Keep your. Whatever that is. What, you beg on the streets for a day? Nice job. And she gets a lot of cash pay, so. Let her have that. She keeps it in a shoebox and buys presents for me. It's fantastic. I found that shoebox last year.
That's basically Ronnie's account. Is her business.
Yeah. I found the shoebox full of cash, and I did think, what is this Swiss bank account going on here?
Well, the cash money I keep for your birthday and for Christmas. I don't use your money.
Wow. You can keep this shoebox. I'm going to go dip it in gold. This is the best shoebox ever. I made her house manager. She's cool with that. She works less than me. I don't think there's a problem.
And maybe
with that.
There might be. Maybe we'll sit down with Ronnie and talk and say, hey, would you like to?
Put her in charge of some stuff.
Say,
just,
right,
why don't you do the bills
do
for this? But you got to be worried about that, cause, or otherwise you'd let her do it. Megan's
I'm not worried. No,
she's wildly responsible with bills.
But she really doesn't want to handle that.
Megan's a bill freak. Like I had a problem with her when I first. She would pay the bill like the second it got there, like that day. So we get like 4 months ahead on the house because what you don't know is if you pay your house payment like the day the bill comes, they'll send another one a week later and go, well, what about October? Sure, we'll pay that too. Boom, boom, boom. Next thing you know, we're
send him another one.
4 or 5 months ahead on the house. And I'm like, what in the world is going on? I can't keep up and the account just seems to be stagnant.
I don't know.
And I'm looking and I looked at the next house. I'm like, we don't owe a house payment till March.
What? They keep coming.
I'm like, what do you think, we pay the house every month?
Well, I just didn't know. I just figured that's how you'd been doing it.
No. Jesus, lady. Calm it down. Although we were about, you know, it's really nice. We see that far ahead on the house. Feels like you're getting a boost. I like what you're doing, though, Brady.
He had money going out the other way. On my side, it's like, hey, we've got a house payment on this credit card every month. What's going on here?
You don't want to do that. She paid for the house on the credit card?
No, but I'm saying you all of a sudden you're getting the bill on the credit card. It's like,
good Lord. Yeah. And this guy says, I got two people immediately. I said, I work at a bank. When you're married, the woman takes the man's last name. Therefore, the man gets top billing on the checks unless told otherwise. I.e. Mr. and Mrs. John Lewis, he says. Yeah, that's how it works for me.
It's always been that way.
Right.
So now that's bad?
Well, yeah, probably.
In society, that's bad to have a man and woman the roles.
Absolutely.
If the man goes first.
You got some progressive wife. She's not going to like the Mr. and Mrs. John Holmberg thing.
So it
she's not going to like that. Mr. and Mrs. John and Megan Holmberg. They want their billing in there.
What would it be? Maybe just drop the Mr. and Mrs.?
No, the Mr. and Mrs. is still a thing. Mr. and Mrs. John and Megan Holmberg.
Or lead with Mrs. first?
No, I don't know if maybe eventually somebody's going to say Mrs. and Mr., but it's just so habitual to say the Mr. and Mrs. But yeah, but it's not going to be just your name much longer. Mr. and Mrs. Brady Bogan is going to have to throw her name in there eventually, or people are going to, some woman's going to get mad about that.
Want to write out a human being, my chopped liver?
And then you got to throw her name on an envelope to, and then the next thing you know, you're driving a Honda Odyssey. It says all because two people fell in love because you're caving too much.
You guys are talking about checks.
Caving. Yeah.
That's the funniest
thing. Yeah.
I use tons of checks still. I don't use
really?
Tons.
Wow.
Tons. When once you get your identity stolen and somebody taps into all your accounts,
I guess that's
you don't do it anymore.
They can do it whether you write checks or not.
I think I've got five
know,
left,
but it's
and
a
I've
lot,
had them for years.
Nobody's looking at checks anymore. Nobody's hacking checks as much anymore. I don't, yeah, once you have that, once you have
that's
that
a lost
tapped,
art?
It is a lost art. It's like, it's the thing that nobody.
Chitin checks?
It's on Golden Pond. They were fishing in the wrong place for Walter, and then they went back to the place that he swore it wasn't, and there's Walter.
Are you electronically transferring funds with landscaping and...
I pay cash for all that stuff.
House cleaning.
Yeah. All cash with them. And my landscapers are great. I use a check with my landscaper now, but in the past, all cash. As much as I could. Like, here's the money. Here's cash. You can't hack cash. You can roll me, but that's it. You're getting it anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Yeah. Yeah, I try to avoid giving as many people my bank account numbers as I can. I still have it out there way too much. But it's I try to, and when they ask for it, I'm like, what other opportunities do we have here to pay? But I'm still vulnerable in like 10 different places. But if I can write a check, I'll do it.
We're all screwed.
We're all screwed. It's a fact. It's out there. But it's the last little bastion of security I hang on to.
You just got to hope you slip through the cracks.
Yeah. I don't want it all to be hidden in one spot. I want some things that aren't exactly, you know. I want to keep a little dodgy with my stuff. I didn't have a bank account for years because I didn't like banks. Once you have your account drained to zero by somebody else's doing, you get a little twitchy. I got a lot twitchy. It was the weirdest thing ever just to have Washington Mutual back in 2000 call and go, we're going to go ahead and cancel your account since you've been holding a negative balance. Negative balance? What are you talking about?
You've been drained.
We've written 3 checks in the last month for over $10,000. Well, I've done what? And I looked and I'm like, good Lord. There's like 6 or 7 phony checks inside my checking account and it was all to cash. And I'm like, well, this is no good. And they had 2 weeks to get away with it and they did it. So I got fishy. Started keeping money in cans. Digging holes in the backyard. And it's all because two people fell in love. That's the only reason anything happens. All bad. Don't fall in love, kids. You'll end up in an odyssey. That's the message here today. Or you're going to end up like Greg Zahn. Somebody just emailed and said, I just went back and listened to an old Mark Grace tape yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Because we talked about it a little yesterday. He literally said the words, if you bang a fat girl and leave her behind, it's like a magic pill. Your life just gets better starting that moment forward because you've hit rock bottom.
Wait a minute, you say that on our show?
No.
Oh, okay.
This was way back when he used to do the Slump Buster thing over on Rome's show. Jim Rome used to talk about Slump Buster because of Mark Grace all the time.
Great.
Get yourself a Slump Buster, a big girl you can discard quickly.
and then get back on the ball. She's the reset button of women.
Station identification.